Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. A pleasant good evening. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Let us start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord. We just magnify and glorify your name for who you are, Lord. You are our creator. You are our Lord. You are our King, our High Priest, the beginning and the end. There is no searching in you, Father, because you are everything. Lord, we ask that you will be in our present, Lord, that we ask that you will touch the technology, that everything will go accordingly, oh Father, so that we can hear this message, so that we can be a blessing and encouragement to each other with our prayers report, with our prayers, with our thanksgiving, with our scripture reading, Lord. Let everything be done in unity. Let everyone be on one accord according to your will, Father. We thank you. We praise you. Bless us, Lord. Bless our children, those that have grandchildren. Be with them and the great-grand. Heavenly Father, be with those that are in the midst of this weather, this storm, this snow, Lord. We know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Continue to keep us and guide us, even with your eyes, as we are in this Sabbath hour, Lord. We thank you ever so much. Bless the speaker as when he comes on, Lord, fill him, get him ready even now, Lord, as what he should be speaking, Lord. We thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Thank you for joining us. Amen. Just want to welcome each and every one of you, and just as backup, as Sister Leola can have her computer up and running as backup. If anything happened to my line, that she will be able to hit continue and take over. But I pray that the Lord will be with us. Amen. So please press 1 if you have a scripture reading, a testimony, and if everyone can be brief, if a song, maybe 2 lines, and a short testimony or a scripture reading, so that we can have time and that we can get into the message at the 8 o'clock hours. Amen. And I will read this from Acts of the Apostle. It says, "It was on the Sabbath that the Lord of glory appeared to the exiled apostle. The Sabbath was as scarcely observed by John on Patmos when he was preaching to the people in the town and city of Judea. He claimed as his own the precious promises that have been given regarding that day. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day," John wrote, "and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man." And this is also taken from Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. So we know the Sabbath is was made from creation. God made it especially for us because he knows that if he didn't have laws and rules and regulation, we will be going 7 days a week working and toiling and not having a special day set aside for to worship our Lord. Amen. 6 days, you know, we're supposed to do our work, and yes, we're still supposed to spend time, have our devotion and prayer, but the Sabbath is a special day unto the Lord. So we thank the Lord for thinking about us and preparing, making the Sabbath for us. Amen. So I will go to the caller that has pressed 1. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 so that you can share. 518-951. The Sabbath there in Jamaica. I believe this is Sister Powell. Your line is now open. Amen.
Well, opening my line. This is Sister Powell for sure. In Kingston, Jamaica, giving thanks and praise for the many blessings. Not many one, you know, Sister Carla. Many, many blessings that God have given unto us, especially the blessing of remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. A day that I can say, Sister Powell, when Friday evening come in Jamaica, my dear, I just ask the Lord to keep me to so calm. You don't hear any sounds. So this evening, my dear beloved, I went to get a nap. And when I woke up, it was actually the Sabbath, and I just said, Lord, thank you for this Sabbath day that you've given me, this peace that passeth all understanding. And I, as I go down the passage, my dear Sister Carla, my mind run on a dear sister of us that we have been studying with. She have come down with, you know, breast cancer, and she's having a hard time, my dear beloved, with the pain. So when I don't see her, I know that she is in pain, visiting the doctor, but eventually they are saying that they're trying to shrink the tumor, and, you know, before they can do something. But she is suffering with it. But she have a good spirit, and encouraging her, Bible study with her. She had made up her mind and give a decision, make up her decision that she will be going down into the watery grave very soon. So I'm asking you guys to remember Sister Rosie in prayer. And as my mind run on her, who I saw at the door where she sent one of her daughters to me. And Sister Carla, she, the young lady, was so pleasant. She's going to school at the time, but she said, oh, Mama, send you me out here to her, to your mother, send her to me. And I just asked her how her mom is doing, and she said, you know, she's in pain, but she's in good spirit. So that is good news. Even though she's in pain, she's in good spirit. So God is so good. God is so great. I was able to do what the Lord wanted me to do, and she left. So I'm asking prayer for Sister Rosie and also the children, that they will show her the love, the kindness that she needs at this time. Because you know what, when we are in pain, we'd like our loved ones, you know, to be by our side. So that is it. And Sister Carla, I can say this evening, yes, after I, at 7 o'clock here, when 7 o'clock, I, to 7:10, I pressed my number, and I could not get the last four numbers. It's like it came out of my mind completely. I had to call my daughter. I said, look here, I don't remember the last four words. And she sent it. She told me it, and I come in. So I'm so happy to be on the line, Sister Carla. I'm so happy to hear your voice. And I am just letting my brothers and sisters know that this family is a family that God had placed together, and especially on the Sabbath day for us to come and join to listen to these wonderful studies that we have been studying and to hear the voice of our dear brothers and sisters. So I must just let you guys know that by the grace of God, Sister Powell is doing great, my dear. I'm enjoying evangelism, to evangelize. I've been enjoying the children, the adults, the young people, and you know what? God have placed me here for a reason, especially with the youth, you know. I have a good relationship with the youth, them, and encouraging them instead of, you know, having that little thing in their hand and around their ears, you know, putting those things around them ears, walking. Sometimes, you know, they don't even know that it is there, that when they're talking to big people, they would remove it. But I thank God for what God has been doing. Our project, my dear beloved, is going on moving. The Williams soon move into their house, I think everyone sees. And also the other projects, it started, and I know by the grace of God, God is going to allow us to finish, complete it. Yesterday, as this praise report we have at the church, the Burnside Valley, Assembly Adventist Church, in which, you know, we had a little get-together for the children and the seniors. And my dear beloved, we had a good turnout. Everything went on good. You know, they are just giving thanks, and I just can't ask them that they must continue this project, you know, so that the community will be blessed. Your community people are coming in, the community people are, you know, visiting the church, and that is a good news for us to hear. So I'm asking you to continue to pray for Sister Powell and the team, right, that we will be able to present Christ to everyone who we come contact. Happy Sabbath again, my dear beloved. I won't be long because, you know, want everybody to be on one accord by sharing. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Unfaithful work that God has called you to do wherever you are, and that's how we all should be, wherever we're standing.
Then brothers, Sister Carla line is have dropped. I just see it. But we're going to continue on, and she will join us back. But Sister Leola will open the line for the brothers and sisters. So just give me a moment. I will open the next line. Sorry, sisters and brothers, I'm going to have to call in because it, I'm going to have to call in. So let me open this line. Let me see if it's going to allow me to open this line. We're going to open the next line that was on top. It's 985-232. Be patient, brothers and sisters. I hope you can hear me. And I will open this line and let her begin while I, amen. I'm hoping you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for the Sabbath, happy Sabbath. I would like to thank God for another day, another Sabbath, for us being together on this prayer line. There's snowing probably up in New York, and it might snow here. It's so cold, the coldest it ever been. And I just want to read a prayer. May we be amongst the great multitude, Lord, who will cry out eternal and praises to you for the great salvation you have brought. Let us look forward to the day that ye not wait till then to not yet. Excuse me, got children in here and the mother worship. Let us not look forward to the day and yet not wait till then to begin to praise you. Take away the stain of pride and self-pride, and let us joyfully give all the glory to you alone. Amen. Yes, we know already the joy goes to and the glory goes to the Lord. So we just have to praise him and rejoice in him and continue giving it all to the Lord, because we know we don't take any credit. The credit goes to God, and we're ready to please and give him all the credit, because we know that he first loved us. And we thank him for his only begotten son that went for our sins. I can't put it right. Like I'm Christian nervous because children make noise. And I thank God again, and I just ask for prayer for my friend, baby, the son. He has a very bad cold, and my family in general, so we can bring him into Christ. That's my daughter along with the children, just knowing that we can get them to Christ and get in the Bible study. And just pray for the family in general, our dead like family, wherever they may be, and God spares them and build them up where they're sick and strengthen them where they're weak. And we just want to continue praying for our leaders and Sister Powell, where she's at with her team. God build them up and strengthen them so they can continue their mission. And Brother Rick and his family that's in with his sickness and whatever going on with him and all other brothers and sisters. Amen. God bless y'all.
Amen, amen. Thank
Brother
you, Sister Brenda. Amen. Okay, we can wait on Brother John.
Yeah. Hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Hope you're having a blessed day today. Whatever part of the world you're at right now, night or evening, whatever part. And I just want to say happy Sabbath to everyone, too. Thank God for the Sabbath and everything, and thank God for the new year coming up soon. And I hope there's a new year and a new way and a better way. Just have to put our mind to it and pray on it. So the year can be even better than the last year. And every year after that one, just every year better than the year before. But I'll continue to improve myself, my ways, and work towards God's will as always. That was made my life enrich and made my life way more wonderful than my past life was. That was downhill, and thank God I'm making steps moving up here. And anyone that takes my advice from what I've learned, like, they can go uphill too, you know, so have a wonderful life. God bless. Amen.
Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing on the prayer line. It's always a blessing to hear you all give your scripture reading and Brother John just to encourage. So this, brothers and sisters, we are appreciative to for Brother John and Sister Brenda, because we all make up this line together. So Brother John and Sister Brenda, y'all continue to be strong. And pray for those babies, because God hears the prayer. Amen. So we're going to go to the next caller, because we know we don't have a lot of time. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for being patient. We're going to go to the next number, 518-482. We open in your line, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Hello.
Go ahead, sister.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line.
You're welcome.
And I'm happy to be here, very happy to be here on this Sabbath evening to give God praise and thanks for his blessings on me. First of all, last week around this time, I could say that I had an incident in which I had a leak in my house, a sudden leak. I didn't know where it come from, because I just did the roof. So I thought it was the roof, but God is good. My daughter came over this week, and she said, Mommy, it's not the roof is not leaking. It's not the roof. It's the pipe is leaking. So she came over, and she turned it off and believed that was it. So this evening, I want to give God praise and thanks for that little, that is not a little thing, because it's a lot of money I had spent on the roof, and I didn't want to know that it was leaking for the first time in the, we got some rain. But God is good, and I am grateful, I am blessed, and I'm thankful to God that I could come here on this line this evening and talk about Christ in the Sabbath. I hear a lot of people talking about putting Christ in Christmas. But I want to say Christ in the Sabbath. Christ is in the Sabbath. He ceased from his work. He rested
Amen.
On the seventh day. And then he
yes.
blessed the seventh day. He made it holy and sanctified it. The Sabbath. Therefore, the Sabbath is a reminder of God as our creator. It is a reminder of his creative power manifested for. It is a sign between him and his people forever. Because in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth. And on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. If you read Exodus 31:17, the second thing I wanted to say was the Sabbath, Christ is in the Sabbath. Is in the Sabbath is God's rest. In the Sabbath is God's rest. For he spake at a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And God did rest the seventh day from all his work. And this place, again, he spoke of the seventh day on this wise. They shall not enter into my rest. And that text is found in Hebrews 4:4-5. And in the Sabbath, too, is God's blessing. God has a special blessing on this day for
yes.
all
yes.
those who worship him. He's blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. And that is found in Genesis 2:3. And in the Sabbath is God's holiness. It is God's holiness. It's he hallowed right? The Sabbath day. But it is only his presence of God that make anything holy. You can remember when Moses was attracted to the burning bush, the fire yet not consumed, but the bush was not consumed. He turned aside and approached, and behold, he said, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, but off thy shoe, thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. That is Exodus 3, 4, and 5. That place was made holy ground solely by the presence of him who dwelt in the bush. Again, when Joshua neared Jericho, he beheld a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua asked him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as a captain of the host of the Lord am I come. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy feet, for the place where understandest is holy ground. So it is God's presence which make a place holy. Captain of the host, who was he? And as it is the presence of the Lord which makes holy, that which made holy the seventh-day Sabbath. The Sabbath of the Lord was the presence of him who rested the seventh day from all his work. And last of all, I want to say this, the fifth and last of all, the Sabbath is, it is God's sanctification. He sanctified it. He not only blessed the seventh day, but sanctified it, set it apart unto the holy use and service of the Lord, that his presence might dwell therein. For God is not his merely transient presence, but the abiding presence, the special dwelling of God in a place that sanctifies it. For it is written, Israel shall be sanctified by my glory, for I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will be their God. So I am going to stop right there for tonight. Thus, connected to the Sabbath, there is creative power of God, the rest of God, the blessing of God, the presence of God, which makes holy and continuing dwelling presence of God, which sanctifies us. And all that's precisely in order what is found in Christ by the believers in Jesus. So I'm going to stop right there, Christ in the Sabbath. And we sing this song, don't forget the Sabbath, the Lord our God hath blessed. Of all the week the brightest, of all the week the best. It brings repose from labor, it tells of joy divine. It brings the glad descending, with heavenly beauty signs. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. So I'm welcoming all who come to the line on this God's holy day to give your little experience and to encourage one another. May God bless you all on this Sabbath day. And may we always remember not to keep put Christ in the Christmas, but to remember, because many has forgotten that the Sabbath is God's holy rest day. Thank you, sister, for opening my line, sister. Sister Leola, thank you for opening my line. God bless you and all who come on the line tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Constanelli, you have said it. You know, that's all what you said by God's grace. I praised the Lord when before the Sabbath was coming in, or just a minute before the Sabbath was coming in, my husband and I prayed. And I thanked the Lord for his Sabbath of rest. And I said, Lord, you made it holy. And that, and you know, sisters and brothers, the Sabbath is made holy. And we wonder what the Bible speaks about in Revelation. He said, he that is holy, be holy still. And I don't take my word, but for one thing I do believe, as we partake of the Sabbath day, and I thought about it, Lord, you say to be holy. You know, as we are keeping the Sabbath, God said that he is holy, the Sabbath is holy. So what do you think? If brother Ricardo on, that make us, as we are coming into God's Sabbath, are we going to be holy as we partake of this Sabbath every week by God's grace, sisters and brothers? So I just want to thank Sister Consonelli for bringing all those scriptures and the encouraging words for God's Sabbath. Thank you so much for giving us that, sister. And my scripture, I wanted to read my scripture, and I got one more line, and we got to open the line for brother, but my would be short. And I'm reading from Matthew chapter 32 and verse chapter 4. I mean, Matthew's, let me look at this. Matthew's chapter 4. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the chapter in the book. Matthew's chapter 4 and verse 7 through 11. And it say, and Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain and showing him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Oh, what are we seeing today, brothers and sisters? How many the devil is showing men the glory of the thing to get your the thing to dance? All these people are showing themselves celebrities, and the Satan will give them a fame in this world for a little while. And what they do, they accept Satan money and things. So let me continue. And it said, and he said, oh, okay, I read that one. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Then the devil leave him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. So if the devil come and offer us these things, guess what? Jesus said what happened to him, the same was for us. So if we rebuke that enemy, the devil, or tell him no, that for it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You know, we got to say the scripture, and the Lord will bless us with the angels. The angels will minister to us, sisters and brothers. So just remember, as Sister Casanelli mentioned about the Sabbath, and don't you know, brothers and sisters, A-B-B-A, Abba. Abba is Father. The Sabbath, S-A-B-B-A-T-H, is the Sabbath. Father's name is in the middle of the Sabbath, sisters and brothers. The Sabbath is very serious. And I be saying, Lord, and I be praying all day long, Heavenly Father, to be ready to be done before your Sabbath. So I just thank God that he helps me. He's preparing us, sisters and brothers. The Sabbath is a test every week, how we going to be ready for the test to come. So I just want to thank God. So now let me open the next line so we can offer our word of prayer. Amen. So I just thank you, my brothers and sisters, for sharing your testimonies and your scripture reading and songs. Okay, let us open this line. Oh, we got a few more. Okay, let me open this line. Okay, brothers and sisters, we got four more to open. So if we can be very brief so everybody else can get a chance. Amen. So
amen. Praise the Lord.
It's on in about 10 minutes, I believe. So go ahead, my sister.
Okay. Happy Sabbath to all of you, my blessed brothers and sisters. God bless you abundantly. I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and thanks for bringing us through another week. I'm so grateful to be here with you tonight on this Sabbath evening. And I'd like to read Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 19 and 20. Amen. I am the Lord your God,
walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Verse 20 says, and hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. So praise the Lord. I just wanted to read that, my dear sisters, that we should always know that God is with us and he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And we should definitely honor God's Sabbath. So I do have prayer requests. Brother Eli is asking for prayer for Brother Dylan. His daughter is 7 years old, and she has a brain tumor. And he's asking for healing prayer for her. So please lift her up in your prayers. Continue praying for Sister Powell and the team and the Williams family and Alex Nation on YouTube. I'm lifting up all my precious brothers and sisters on this prayer line this Sabbath evening. And I thank you for opening my line. I don't want to keep you, but God bless you all. And please keep us all in prayer in Jesus' name. Love you all. God bless you and happy blessed Sabbath.
Amen.
Thank you for opening
Amen.
My line.
And what
Amen.
Scripture you was reading from Ezekiel? What the scripture?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. Follow my
thank
Sabbath.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank
Love
you.
Love you,
sister. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Love you too, my dear. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for reading that. Someone told me that was 2020, a 2020 vision, Ezekiel
that was
chapter
me.
20 and verse
yes.
20.
That
oh,
was me,
someone
sister.
Had told me
Amen.
About a 2020 vision. So I just want to thank God for that scripture she read a minute ago. So, brothers and sisters, thank you, Sister Tamika, for coming on and reading that. And we're going to open the next line because we have four more to open the line, brothers and sisters. So let us try to give the others a chance. Amen. Okay, we're going to open the next line for 610704. Amen. We can give you about a minute or so, brothers and sisters. About 2 minutes, I think Brother Ricardo will be on about 10 or 15 after. Amen. Six one zero seven zero four. Your line is I'm sorry. Now your line is open.
Yes, Sister Leona.
Can you hear me?
Brother Ricardo. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Oh, I didn't know you were on, Brother
yes.
Ricardo.
Yes, I am on.
Go ahead, brother. Oh, you want to share?
No, I would just let you know that I'm on the line.
Oh, okay then. Okay, well, we won't be long. I'm going to get the others to, I'm going to open their line, and then I will come back to you, brother. Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
Brothers and sisters, Brother Ricardo is on, and we're going to, I'm going to open the line for 657. Your line is open. You got about a minute because we need to be brief so he can bring the message, and we got to pray. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, Sister Miola. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, my brothers and sisters. My name is Brenda Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm so grateful, brothers and sisters, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. Oh, and Sister Miola, I have a prayer request before I sing a song from Brother Ricardo to make that make him to be blessed with that song. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. Don't forget to lift up my mom. Lift me up in prayer. Please lift up individual in prayer. Do not forget to pray for Brother Dylan, Sister Miola, and his daughter. His daughter's name is Olivia. So please lift up Olivia. Today's Olivia's birthday. So please lift her up in prayer. And Sister Miola, I want to say to Brother Ricardo, today is the day. The Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to say it again, Brother Ricardo. Today is the day how the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. God is able. He's amazing, God. He's the King
Amen.
Of kings, and he is the
Brother.
Lord of lords.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
Elon.
You, Sister Miola, and Brother Ricardo for opening my line. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Eli. And we're going to go to the next Give me just a second. We're going to the next call. We want to thank Brother Eli. And Brother Eli, we will lift those prayers up in a moment after we open this line. Amen. We open the line for 240-988. Your line is open.
Howdy do and happy Sabbath to you all, beloved. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening up my line. I am so thankful. I know Brother Ricardo is on, so I am going to be brief. I'm going to give you the abridged version. I just want to thank God, you know, for his Sabbath, for just all of the goodness that he has done in my life. Yesterday, have you ever been so tired that when you fall asleep, you slept and you thought that it was the next day when you woke up? So that was the experience I had yesterday. I was exhausted. And I went to bed, and when I got up, I thought it was the next day. And I looked at the clock, and it was saying like 11:59, right? Or 11, no, it was saying like 11:49 or something, 11:29. And I was like, okay, it's the next day. So I got up, and I picked up my phone, and I knew I needed some oil because, you know, we have oil furnace. And I called, and when I called, it says, oh, the office is closed. And I was like, okay. So I didn't hang up, right? I was like, God, you know, I need some oil. I want to get it because they're talking about the weather. It's not all the way down, but I want to make sure that I have some in there before it gets to that point. And so anyway, they said, well, the office is closed. We're going to transfer you to, I guess, you know, how they have the answering service. Lo and behold, the man answered the phone. And I was so shocked. And I was like, hello, how are you? He said, you know, I said, I'm so sorry. I thought that I was sleeping. I got up, and I thought it was the next day, and that's why I ended up calling. I said, am I able to get some oil to be delivered? He said, oh, sure. I was like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so they came earlier today. I was looking out for them because I wanted them to come before the sunset. And so I called, and I was like, wait a minute. I said, they're supposed to come, but I didn't see them. So the girl was like, well, I don't even see you on the order. Can they come tomorrow, which would be Sabbath? I said, no, ma'am. I said, they're not able to do that. And so I said, you know, she said, okay, let me see what I could do. So she worked it out, and lo and behold, the owner, he was the one that answered the phone. He was the one that came to my door today to give me, to do the oil, and I was able to give him some gifts and stuff like that. So I just thank God for answering prayer. The small thing is meaningful to God. When we think that it is not, God doesn't have any concern about it. He does. And so continue to lift us up. Continue to lift up my family. Lift up our young people. Our, you know, all of our young people, you know, that they're in school. They're struggling with so many things. We're asking you to lift them up as well. Amen and amen. So thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening up my line.
Amen. God is always on time, my sister. I just want to praise God for you getting that oil because you're going to need it. Okay, my brothers and sisters, we got one more. We have 931. We're going to open the line for 931. It's maybe Brother Richardson. 3-2, your line is open.
All right, sister, thank you. Sister, for opening up my line, I just want to sing a song, wishing everybody a happy Sabbath overall is doing well, and we thank God for the Sabbath where we can come and rest and just give him the praise as we gather together on this night to, in spite of the cold weather, we can trust God and he will see us through it all. And hope everybody is having a blessed Sabbath. It's very cold out there, but with Jesus in our hearts, we can be warmed by the grace of God. All right, so I'll just sing this song. It will keep us back. I know the time is running quick. All right, and I'll do a song called The Love of God. Amen. Amen. Just trying to get this queued up. We'll be there shortly. All right. Let me just get back a little bit. Thank you all for your patience. The love of God, greater far, no more pain can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star, reaches to the lowest hell. Guilty people bow down with fear, give his son to win. Erring child, he reconciled, pardon from his sin. Love of God, oh rich and pure, measureless and strong, a child forevermore endure, saints and angels song. When hoary time shall pass away, earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who here refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountain call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels song. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels song. But be willing the oceans fail, and where the skies a parchment made, for every stalk another quail, and every man a scribe a trade, to write a love of God above, would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole truth, stretch from sky to sky. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, saints and angels song. Thank you, Sister Leola. God bless. Have a happy Sabbath. Let's keep on looking up. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Richardson, for that song. What a blessing. And brothers and sisters, we're gonna give a word of prayer right now. And I'm going to ask Sister Stephanie if she can open up with a prayer. Sister Stephanie, are you available?
I'm here. Okay, can you hear me? Yes, yes, yes. My phone was on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now, Sister Leola?
Yes,
okay.
We can hear
All right.
you.
I
have
okay.
a request. Brother Eli, have a prayer request for Dylan's daughter. She's supposed to have brain cancer or stomach cancer, another. But lift up in prayer. We have Sister Brenda with her grandchildren, a family, Sister Powell, Sister Consonelli, Sister Tamika and her family. Brother Ricardo is on. And your family, my family, and Brother Richardson, and lift up Brother Udy, also Brother O'Neill, Sister Carla, you know the usual, Brother Rick. So we go. Okay. Amen.
Amen. I got you. Yes. Thank you so much. If you are able to kneel, we're going to ask you to do so. If not, we're going to ask you to bow your heads. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We're so thankful for the privilege of prayer. We're so thankful, God, that you brought us through this week to enter into this Sabbath rest. And we thank you for your grace and your mercies, because we know that the enemy was busy this week, and he seeks, Lord, to devour your children. And so we thank you that you have allowed us to gather here tonight to hear the word that you have presented and put in the mouth of your manservant, Lord. And so before we hear those words, Heavenly Father, we have some petition from your children. We would like to pray for Brother Dylan and his daughter. You know everything about him. You heard about the tumor and the cancer that is in her body right now, Lord, that is giving her some issues right now. She is, Lord, we are crying out to you. You know best. And one of the things we know is that you are the great healer. You are the great physician. So there's nothing that we can ask of you, and you will not do it according to your will. We lift up to you, Brother Eli, and his family members. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. Continue to pour out your blessing and use him as your mighty servant, Lord. Lord, we bring to you Sister Brenda, Lord, and Brother John and her grandchildren and her children. You know every number of fear that is on their head. You knew them before they were even born. So whatever they stand in need of, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to grant it, Lord, according to your will and your riches, Lord. We pray for Sister Consinelli. We thank you, God, for the strength that you have given her, Lord, and how you have used her, Lord, to be a mighty servant for you. And we thank you, Lord, for her. And we ask you, Lord, just to put an edge of protection around her, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, and continue, Lord, to gird her up so that she will be able to show your light and do your bidding, Lord. We lift up to you, Sister Powell. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the four scores that you've given her, Lord, and the strength that you have added onto her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. We thank you, Lord, that you have strengthened her, Lord, so that she can do the work that you have called us to do, Lord. You said many are called, but few are chosen. And so we thank you, Lord, that you have chosen her to do your bidding down there in the island of Jamaica, Lord. Lord, we lift up to you, Sister Tamiko. You know everything about her. You know her family. You know each of them by name. I know she's giving you thanksgiving, Lord, for answering the prayer, Lord, and releasing, Lord, her nephew from behind bars. And we thank you so much for that, Lord. Lord, we know we don't deserve all the blessings that you give to us, Heavenly Father, but you bless us anyway. And for that, we thank you. We want to lift up to you, Brother Richardson and Sister Richardson, Lord, down there in Tennessee, Lord. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. Continue to use him, Heavenly Father, to be able to do the mission that you have called him to do down there, to draw souls to you, Heavenly Father. And we lift up to you, Brother Rudy. Lord, you know him, his daughter, Elizabeth, Caleb, I don't know, remember the new baby's name, Melissa, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will strengthen him, Lord. You will touch him, Lord, with your spirit, Lord, and guide him so that he can walk, Lord, into your direction, Lord. We pray for Brother O'Neill, Sister Carla, Lord. We pray for each and every person, Lord, that is connected on this line. As we are celebrating and observing your Sabbath, Lord, we pray that you will give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit tonight. We pray for your manservant and his wife, Sister Samantha, Lord. Continue to bless them abundantly, Lord. And I pray that you will touch his lip with coal so that the message that he has to present, Lord, is one that will stir our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for hearing the answer. And I lift up to you my family. And I thank you, Lord, for Kaj and KJ, Lord, and all of the young people, Lord. We pray for them that you will shower them, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Put an edge of protection around them, Lord. But most importantly, Lord, as you break them, Heavenly Father, we ask you to put them back with your loving kindness hand so that they will be able to follow you, Lord. Lord, I bless your name. I give you honor, glory, and praise. And I pray that you will forgive me of anything, Lord, that I've done that is not in line with you that will hinder this prayer. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. And look, Sister Stephanie, I missed one prayer. Brother Ricardo, we need to lift one more prayer up, Sister Rosie. Sister Rosie is dealing with cancer, and she's been very pained. She's in a lot of pain. So let us just lift that up just right now. Oh, Father, once again, we come to you, Lord, as we are lingering here, Father, in prayer. Father, we lift up Sister Rosie to you, Father. We ask him that you give her some natural remedies she have. But, Lord, it's just that she's coming to you, being baptized in faith, Lord, Father. Let her go down in that watery grave, Father, to come up, Lord, Father, delivered. And praising you and glorifying you. Father, we know you're the healer, and you are able to take away disease and anything that's ailing any one of us. So, Father, I'm asking you, dear Lord, please provide for her, Lord Father, some herbal and some remedies that she can do, Lord, because you can turn this around, Father, and let her be the witness and let her be the light around in her neighborhood, her young people around her, her daughter, her friends and family. Let them see that you are the healer, the great physician. So, Father, we thank you so much for what you are doing on this prayer line. Bless each and every one of us. And we ask, as Sister Stephanie has prayed, I agree with all prayers. And, Father, please be with us, Lord, as we hear this word, and blessing on Brother Ricardo as he brings this message. And thank you, Father, for all these blessings. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for your prayer. Thank you, Brother Riton, which all is the love of God. And I just praise God for my brothers and sisters. Now let us open the line for our speaker tonight, brothers and sisters. Brother Ricardo will bring us the message. And let us open his line and welcome our brothers. So once again, brothers and sisters, we welcome everybody. Brother Ricardo, we have people from the Netherlands. We have people from around the world that may be joining us tonight. And just bring the power of God to them. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. Your line is open. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for hoping my line. Happy Sabbath. And thank you so much, everyone, for your testimonies and your prayer requests and your song. And thank you so much also for your patience. Faithful through another week, the Lord has brought us on our way. While I'm praying, beloved, can you please to say, Lord, just put your words in that man's mouth. Just pray for me right now as I'm praying. I pray outwardly, you pray inwardly. Father in heaven, you give me the privilege to come before your people. I am a decorated dust. I am a maggot. Nothing good in me, O God. I'm asking to touch my lips with the coal from the altar and purge me from every known and unknown sin, O God. So when I open up your word, O God, I pray that, Lord, when I speak to your people, O Lord, I will speak words of life, words to uplift your people in these last days, words to give them hope that Jesus' second coming is nigh, Lord. Grant us now, grant me your Holy Spirit, wherever my brothers and sisters are at this moment. Lord, I'm asking you, let angel of excellence to be a running about them and to keep them and to remove the destruction of the wicked one. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, what we are really looking at, the series of the wrath of God. And go with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 7. And I'm going to show you, because we are Seventh-day Adventists, we know the problem. We know the solution for the problem in this world. And I'm going to show you, beloved, in the Bible only, no spiritual prophecy, in the Bible only, to show you that God predicted everything that is going on already in the Bible. I'm going to show you in the Bible. Go with me first in Revelation chapter 14, verse 7. And I'm going to use question to engage you with other scripture. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 14, verse 7, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made the heavens and the earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. So remember, the title for this evening is The Wrath of God. So now, beloved, we just read, the Bible said, saying with a loud voice, fear God. Let us look at fear God first. And then we're going to look at two words, but why are we going to focus on the judgment and the terror? But we want to look at fear. The Bible says, say with a loud voice, fear God. What does it mean, beloved, to fear God? Do you fear God? If I said, if you fear God, you're going to tell me yes. But I want you to give me the definition, your meaning of what does it mean to fear God. So let me give you Bible. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. What does it mean to fear God? Because I'm going to show you some things, beloved. What does it mean to fear God? You know what? Before we go to Deuteronomy, bear with me a little bit. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 1 first. I want you to give you this one first. Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to Deuteronomy. Bear with me now. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. I believe. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Ask the question, what does it mean to fear God?
You may say you fear God, but I want, let us see what does the Bible said. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. In other words, beloved, when we come to know God, in order for you and I to in order for you and I to know what does it mean to fear God, we need a knowledge of what, of who God is. Are you with me, beloved? So now the question is, what does it mean to fear God? The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Pull it right there. So if you come to the knowledge of what does it mean to fear God, what does God require of you with that knowledge? Key, right? What does it mean to fear God? The beginning, the fear of God, remember, is the beginning of knowledge. So now you have a knowledge of who God is, right? So now what does God require of you and I with that knowledge? Go with me now to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. We want to know what does it mean to fear God. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. It read, and now Israel, spiritual Israel, Seventh-day Adventist, and now Israel, do what the Lord thy God require of thee. But to fear the Lord thy God. Notice this word again. But to fear the Lord thy God, what does it mean to fear God? Now, watch this now. To walk in all his ways. Come right there. Hold it. Pause. What does it mean to fear God, beloved? Remember, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. So now, God, you have a knowledge of God. What does heaven require of you with that knowledge? To walk in all his ways. Are you with me, beloved? So whenever somebody asks you, do you fear God? You must, what must come to your mind? Brother Ricardo, do you really fear God? Are you walking all of his God ways? Are you walking in all of his counsel? Are you walking in his teaching of his word? This is what it means to fear God. Because remember now, the Bible says, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, right? For the hour of his judgment is come. No, we are looking at fear first, and we want to know what caused the judgment of God to come. Now, watch this right here. We continue. To walk in all his ways and to love him and to serve him, serve the Lord, thy God, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Pause right here now. So now, beloved, so when you are walking with God, when you are walking in all of God's ways, that become a what? A duty. Is that so? If you don't believe me now, when you're walking with God on a daily basis, that become a duty. Go with me now, Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes, let me show you now. This is the whole conclusion of the whole matter, beloved. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, beloved, verse 13. Remember now, what does it mean to fear God? To walk in all of his ways, right? But in order for you to walk in all of his ways, now remember, the fear of God is the beginning of what? Knowledge. So now when you come to the knowledge of who God is, God require of you to do something with that knowledge, and what he require of you and I to what? Walk in all of his ways. So now when you are walking with God in all of his ways, now that becomes a duty. You have a physical job. You know you may be the supervisor or the team lead, right? You're going to go to work and you know what to do. That becomes your duty. Not out of force, but of love. Watch this now. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Listen to what the Bible says. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole what? Matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of men. Pause right there. If you go to work and you do not want to work, what are they going to do to you? They're going to fire you, right? Watch this now, beloved. We are looking at physical law and spiritual law. And remember now, Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, 7 said, staying with a what? Loud voice, fear God, and what? Give glory to him for what? His judgment. For the hour of his judgment is come. The hour of his judgment means the judgment is in the land. It is present. Tornado, violence, crime and all of these things. Depression, fraud and all of these things. And watch this now, beloved. So if the commandments is the whole duty of man,
Men turn their back on the commandment of God. So men, we are not doing our duty. So now, so because men, we are not doing our duty, what God going to send? Judgment. That's what the Bible says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Why? No, we're gonna look at what caused the judgment of God to come into the earth. What caused the judgment of God to be fallen? Go with me now to Isaiah chapter 24. We want to know what caused the judgment of God to be fallen. Watch this right here now, beloved. There is a violation. And we're going to look at what is the violation now. Beloved, I want you to think, and I'm going to show you something in the Bible, brothers and sisters. These things blow my mind. I say, Lord have mercy. We ain't reading. We ain't studying. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 4 to 5. Listen what it says. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The heart, the world languisheth and fadeth away. The hearty people of the earth do languish it. Notice God used this word, languisheth and languish. What does the word languish mean? Mean pain and suffering. Hold it right there. The Bible says this is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. Why? For this is the whole duty of man. So I'm going to show you that man give up on God. Man give up on the commandment of God. So that's what the angel says, for the hour of his judgment is come. Watch this now, beloved. I'm going to get deep. Remember, the word anguish means pain and suffering. What are we seeing right now? Sorrow of heart, pain and suffering. Death everywhere, beloved, on every side, left, right, and center. Verse 5 now, verse 5. The earth also is defiled under who? The inhabitants thereof. Because they have what? Transgressed the law. Mercy. This is the problem. Because they're what, beloved? Transgressed the laws. What else? Changed the ordinance. What else? Broken the everlasting covenant. What is this everlasting covenant? Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. I want to know what men have transgressed. I want to know what is this ordinance they have broken. I want to know what is this everlasting covenant they have broken. Go with me now. We're looking at covenant, beloved. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. Watch this right here, beloved. I'm taking you on a journey through the scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. It's read, and he declared unto you his what? Covenant, which he commanded you to perform. Hold it right there. To what? So the commandment God given to us, to what? Perform. When you go to work, you're going to perform to do your what? Your duty, right? He declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform. Even what? 10 commandments. Pause. Hold it right there. What is this covenant? The 10 commandments. What does man broken, beloved? The everlasting covenant. What is this everlasting covenant? The 10 commandments. So now, so because they've broken the everlasting covenant, which is the 10 commandments, this is why the judgment of God is in their plan. Why you think Seventh-day Adventists, you are in existence? God raised you up like modern-day Israel, right? Ancient Israel. No, you are the spiritual Israel. God raised up the Seventh-day Adventist church to teach the people and bring them back for where they are fallen from. Because they have violated the law, transgressed the law, and changed the what? Broken the what? Everlasting covenant. So this is why you see problem in the land. Watch this now, beloved. Go one more step with me now. Go one more step. So because they've broken the everlasting covenant, what God going to do something now? God going to step in. Because remember, the angel said, for the hour of his judgment is come. But what, beloved, this is going to blow your mind. Go with me to even Leviticus chapter 26, verse 14 to 6. Leviticus, beloved. Oh, beloved, please go to the scripture, beloved. Oh, you is the Lord, have mercy. Beloved, go with me right here, beloved. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 14 to 16. Watch this, beloved. What is the old duty of man? The Ten Commandments. He given us the Ten Commandments to perform. Not before man, but before God. Watch this now. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 14, I'm reading. But if you will not hearken, that word means listen, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, verse 15 now, beloved, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but ye shall break my what? Covenant. What is this covenant? The Ten Commandments. Are you with me, beloved? I'll show you in the Bible. Now, verse 16 now is crucial. Watch this, beloved. I also will do this unto you. Why God is saying this? Them that broke the everlasting covenant, them that broken God's commandment and said God's commandment is not binding. Beloved, you and I, we are in it. Watch this, beloved. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you Pharaoh. Pharaoh is an event. What are these events that we see portraying in the earth? Pestilence 19, COVID 19, pharmacia. Oh, watch this right, beloved. Keep your eyes on the page. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you Pharaoh. Consumption. Hold it right there. What does the word consumption mean? Wasting disease. Have we seen all kind of manner of disease in the earth? Because men, they violate God's word. So God said, I will give you a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. In other words, God said the heart of man is going to be wax cold, wicked, beloved. Because the power that be, the elite, the rich man, the globalists, beloved, they are the ones that come up with depopulation, and they are using the pestilence 19 to bring the depopulation. Have you ever heard about the golden billion? The golden billion. What is their goal? They want 1 billion people on the earth. So they want to wipe you and I out. They call us the useless eaters. You and I, they call the useless eaters. So what they're going to do, they're going to use pharmacare, drug medication. Watch this, beloved. Oh, beloved, this, beloved. Some of us catch off guard. Watch this, beloved. Watch this right here. It said consumption. The word consumption means wasting disease. And the Bergen ague. What is an ague? Mean fever. Oh, Lord have mercy. Consumption, burning ague, shall consume the eyes. Pause right there. These diseases, they are causing respiratory failure. What are these symptoms you will see? Eye pain, muscle pain, bone pain, joint pain, high fever, head hatch, nausea, vomit, rash. These modern day rash, we call it the blood clot. Right, beloved? Don't these things ring in a bell? Everybody have different symptoms. These are the pestilence, beloved. We are see going around and they are spraying all of these things. God gave them a reprobate mind to do these things. He raised up Seventh-day Adventists to teach the people this is the problem, not climate change. So they are using climate change, beloved, to try to solve the problem. But climate change cannot solve the problem. It is the law of God is being violated. We are in the same time of Egypt. God is pouring out his plague, and Babylon is pouring out their plague. The devil is in competition with God. You remember when Moses make a ladder frog come upon the land? and the soothsayer and the magician make all of these prayer come up. Brothers and sisters, think. This is what's going on, beloved. God said, I would put terror over you. Terror means pain, suffering, alarm, fear monger. Where you have the terror of God and the terror of man. When God was sending a judgment upon David, David said, I rather fall in the hands of God. Why? Even though it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of God. But David said, God is great in mercy. Why did David say, let me fall in the hands of man? Because falling in the hands of man is crucial, wicked. So this is what we are seeing. They want the depopulation. And they are bragging. They are not hiding over the news. These elites, beloved, this is what the Bible is showing you and I. They are bringing all kind of different diseases and bringing fear monger. And what they are doing, they are kept these things by fraud. Fraud you up to your job. If you don't go along with the protocol, we got to lay you off. You are a nurse. You know you are dealing with a lot of patients. And you know we don't want our patients to get sick and all of these things. Fear monger. You know you have your bills to pay. Fear monger. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? I have my children. You get me, beloved? Are you with me, beloved? These are the things that they are doing. Force you to go along their protocol, beloved, to poison you, to mess up your DNA and cause sickness. And we see a lot of brothers and sisters now dying suddenly. People are dying suddenly. Why are they not giving you the results? What caused so-and-so to die just suddenly? There's a baptizing, beloved. Dying right there. Suddenly. They are not giving you the results no anymore. The reason for all these things, and now they are treating every cold and fever as the pestilence. If you just have a cold, let's say you have COVID-19, go along with the protocol. Let us come back to the word, beloved. Let me show you some more, beloved. Let me show you some more. Let me show you some more. That's why the Bible says, man hearts are what? Failing them for fear. Go with me to Luke chapter 21. Luke, beloved. Watch this right here. Luke, beloved, go with me to Luke chapter 21, verse 25 and 26. Watch this here, beloved. We need to know these things as Seventh-day Adventists. You are a special people, a royal priesthood. You need to know these things. You must stand as a brave in these last days. Stand for what is right. So what if they fire you? The same God who gives you that first job can give you a better one. Beloved, we must remember who the God we serve. Stop, let man put fear in your heart. God already tell us that the time is coming that you will not be able to buy and sell. This is where our loyalty is going to be tested. This is where it's going to show when the rubber hits the road. It's going to show if you are in Jesus. Go with me now. Luke chapter 21, verse 25 to 26. Listen now. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon. And in the stars, upon the earth, what you're going to start seeing, these are the signs. Upon the earth, what is coming upon the earth, beloved? Distress of nations, terror, fear, confusion. What is coming upon the earth? Distress of nations with perplexity. In other words, perplexity, people are confused. They don't know what to do. The sea and the wave roaring, beloved. Verse 26. Men's hearts failing them for what? Fear. For looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Why men's hearts are failing them for fear? Because God said, I'm going to put terror over you. Consumption and burning age you, and your eyes going to burn you. These are the sickness that the wicked power that be, these men worship Lucifer, and God allowed them to do these things. But listen now, God allowing these things, why? Because God wants to get some of us on our knees. Watch this right here, beloved. This is not God doing, but God allow it, even though it's painful, because his people, they are turning their back on God. Remember, when God speaks, it stood fast. This is the same law that the angels are governed by. This is the same law they have to live by in heaven right now. Go with me now, Job chapter 18. Let me show, I'm going to show you what the power that be is doing, beloved. Job chapter 18, verse 11. Job chapter 18, verse 11. Looking at her a little bit. Job chapter 18, verse 11. Remember, we just read Luke. It says, man's hearts are failing them for fear after looking after those things which are coming up on the earth. What is causing man's hearts to fear? Terror. Watch this now. Job chapter 18. Job chapter 18, the book of Job, chapter 18, verse 11. Terror shall make him afraid on every side. Hold it right there, terror. Terrors, right? So, beloved, when you watch the news, fear monger. When you hear this news, this person dying, every side is trouble. Everywhere you look, are you seeing this, beloved? Terror shall make him afraid on every side and shall drive him to his feet. Beloved, hold it right there. So you're telling me, Bible said, say with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Hold it right there. So what God going to use to bring his people to their knees? What God going to allow to happen in the earth to bring his people to their knees? Terror. So you're telling me then, beloved, this is when Seventh-day Adventist is going to be awakened. This is when you're going to see love manifested. This is when you're going to see primitive godliness among God's people. When? Go with me now, beloved. Because remember, for the hour of his judgment is come. Judgment and terror you are seeing in the land. Watch this now. Go with me now, beloved. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. Judgment. Remember. So God is going to allow these things to drive some of us to our feet. Repent. Why should you die? Oh, Israel. Isaiah 26, beloved. Verse 9. Remember, so when will the church learn Christ's righteousness? When will the church start to pray? When will the church start to put away all of these idols? When will the Seventh-day Adventists start following the ways of the world, start following the sun god and the sun worshiping and all of these things? When will Seventh-day Adventists get it right? When God starts to allow your freedom of liberty start to be stripped in? When God allow your job to be taken away from you, when God allow you cannot pay your mortgage anymore, then you're going to see God's going to drive you to your knees. This, beloved, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. With my soul I have desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth. Hold it right there. Revelation, compare now. Revelation, beloved. Hold it right there. Hold it. Don't read too fast, lest you miss the blessing. Revelation chapter 14, verse 7 says, say with a loud voice, fear God, and what? Give glory to him for the hour of his judgment. The hour mean it is now. The hour of his judgment is come. So if his hour of his judgment is come, where is the judgment now? Listen to what the Bible said. For when thy judgments are in the earth, watch this now, the inhabitants of the world will learn what? Righteousness. So God's going to know, we are told in spirit of prophecy, these events, these draconian laws that they are putting in place, they're going to become more frequent and disastrous, beloved. Things is not getting better, beloved. Jesus is coming. This world is not your world. We are a pilgrim walking through this foreign land. Everything that you have will go up in smoke. Your nice house, if you are in the country, to God be the praise. Even your country property, your garden is going to go up in smoke because God will restore all things. But I pray that you do not go up in smoke with it. Jesus is coming. Get ready. Get your household ready. Get everyone ready. Even your own self continually to remain and stay ready. But if you are lukewarm, beloved, if you are not reading and studying, contemplating, spend time in the Word of God, you will not see these things. These things must not catch Seventh-day Adventists off guard. What do you think Jesus said? The children of this world, they are wiser than the children of light. Why is it that we are not seeing Seventh-day Adventist leaders coming up against this pestilent 19? Why are we not seeing our leaders? Why are our leaders lowering the standard and telling our people to go get killed? Go premature, kill yourselves. And now we are seeing people are suffering. The news media is not saying it. I'm going to show you what is going on with the news media. Beloved, they are taking your jobs by fraud. They are killing people, beloved. Watch this right here, beloved. Go with me to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, beloved. Go with me to James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Let me show you something regarding your job. Because a lot of us, beloved, we are working all these years. And it's like even you are working so many years, beloved. Now when you're just 56, 60, you just barely can get a house, beloved. When you just retire, beloved, sickness come upon you, you're going to the hospital, all these bills coming upon you, you don't know how they're going to pay. This is a plantation to keep you oppressed and under. Watch this, beloved. The system designed to put you on a under, to cause oppression, fear. Watch this right here, beloved. Look what the Bible said regarding the rich man. James chapter 5. Verse 1 to 5. Watch this, beloved. Keep your eyes on the page. Don't just listen. Don't just listen. Go to your Bible. James chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Go ye now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are mutton eaten. Your gold and silver is conquered. And the rust of them shall be a witness against you. And ye shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You hear what God said? The time is coming, beloved. The power that be, the merchants, beloved. They will not be able to buy or sell either. They are trying to cause us not to be by ourselves. But God is telling them, you're going to eat your flesh as it like fire. They're going to become cannibals. Which side are you on? How long be you, Israel, how long you between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. But if Babylon, go with Babylon. But for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Verse 2, beloved. Verse 4. No, I'm still reading verse 3. Ye have your gold and silver is conquered, and the rich of your them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Verse, ye have heap treasure together for the last days. Are we in the last days? Beloved, when 2020 hit, beloved, 2019, late 2019, 2020, who you say getting richer and richer all of a sudden through drugs, medication, pharmacia? Hit, beloved, and you are now, we are oppressed. People are losing their jobs, getting poorer and poorer. Beloved, these things are in the Bible. Verse 4, behold, the ire of the laborers who have reaped down your field. Hold it right there. Pause. Do you have a job? You are working for these rich people. Watch this right here. Behold, verse 4, keep your eyes on the page now. Don't listen to me. Listen to what the Bible said. Behold, the ire of the laborers. Who are these? This is you and I. Behold, the ire of the laborers who have reaped down your field. What they do unto you and I, when you get paychecks, and you see all of that taxes coming out of your pay, who is it that I'm working so hard? When they say the more you make, the more they take. Watch this, beloved. Listen, beloved. Listen, please. The more you take, the more you make, the more they take. Are you with me, beloved? Even the little bit you make, they're still taking. Even, beloved, watch this. This is serious, beloved. When you're filing for tax, they're still taking money. Watch what the Bible said. God's going to repay this power that be. Watch this, beloved. Listen to what the Bible said. Behold, the ire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which of you kept back by fraud. Hold it. They have kept back your money by fraud. All of these monies, you don't know what FFC, whatever, and going to Social Security. And some of us, we die before you even get Social Security funding and all of these things, beloved. Kept back your money by fraud. You are working, beloved. Working your backbone off, beloved. Working your skin off. Can hardly get up in the morning, beloved. have to keep the light on and what they are doing. You work so much, beloved, and they kept these things back by fraud. Take so much money out of your pay. You hardly can even get a time off. Supervisor wants to talk to you and back chat and all these things. This is your time. Oh, we don't have enough people. You can't take the time off. And all these things, kept back these things by fraud. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this right here. Behold, I have your laborers who have reaped down your fields, which have you have kept back by fraud. Cried. These people cried. Cried as the cries of them which have reaped or enter into the ears of the Lord of Shabbat. Which, what does this mean? God of war. God going to fight for his people. Seventh-day Adventist. Advent life. Stood still and watch the salvation of the Lord. Verse 5, now ye have lived in pleasure. Who God is talking? He's addressing the rich man. He have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanted. He have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Pause. What does the Bible mean? They have nourished their hearts in the day of slaughter. Because remember, beloved, a lot of people are dying. Go with me. One more verse. Then we come to a close. Revelation, beloved, Revelation chapter 18, verse 23. Revelation, you know this one. Watch this right here. What does the Bible mean? They have nourished their heart as in the day of slaughter. While they are nourishing their heart, they are getting rich, and people are dying. Revelation chapter 18, 23. Watch this, beloved. Watch this now. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. Who light our candle? Jesus Christ. So you're telling me now, beloved, watch this right here. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. Who the Bible is addressing? And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. In who? For thy merchants. Who are the merchants? For thy merchants were the great, the great men of what? The earth. Who are the great, who are the merchants? The great men of the earth. We call them the rich elite, or the rich man, or the power that be, or the deep state, or the shadow government. Are you with me, beloved? For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy what? Sorcery. Remember now, I asked the question. What does the Bible mean? You have nourished your heart as in the day of slaughter. Watch this, beloved. For by thy sorcery were all nations deceived. When they say go and take the job, they are deceive you to what? Sorcery, magic, pharmacia, drugs, medication. But we at the council. The council said drugs, medication do not bring relief and do not bring cure, healing. God give us the herbs, beloved, to use. But listen now, verse 24, and in her was found the blood of who? Babylon. And of saints. And of all that were slain upon the earth. So what they are using to kill off God's people, to slay them? Sorcery. Drugs, medication. Can you relate to this time that we are living in, beloved? What is sorcery? Pharmacia. Give me English word in pharmacia. Drugs, medication, pharmaceutical. Can you see what the power that be is doing? The news media, fear monger. When we see these troubles are going on in the earth, beloved, in the world, when God's people are supposed to run to the church for refuge, we see some false shepherds among God's people telling them, go along with the protocol. Beloved, remain faithful. Jesus loves you, and he will settle this one day. Remain faithful. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose and make it known. Let us pray, beloved. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. I pray that somebody's eyes were opened. I pray that somebody were blessed. Somebody can say, thank you, Lord, for you have opened up my eyes. You have shown me, oh God. Lord, we thank you so much. One day we ain't got to worry about working for these men, working for the system that oppress, that kill your people and kept these things back by fraud. Lord, I pray that you help us to remain faithful. Help us to remain strong. Give us the strength to press on, oh God. I pray for my brothers and sisters. Bless them in a special way. Wherever they are weak, oh God, I'm asking you for strength. Grant them now your Holy Spirit. Continue to be with us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, what a powerful message. Brothers and sisters, I know we are grateful for this. Oh, he has spoke so many things that brothers and sisters, that we, I'm going to ask if any brothers and sisters, brother, a question. We have been talking about this amongst ourselves and knowing that pharmaceutical, brother Ricardo, we are on the prayer line on Thursday, and we talk of these things, how teaching and Sister Stephanie with, we call it Health Thursday, and Sister Power, and we all join on the prayer line, telling everybody about God's remedies and the health, the 8 laws for the keep you from the doctor. And I'm telling you, all this what you mentioned, my brother, is that what we are trying to share with people on the prayer line. If anybody wants to ask a question, and I know that you want to say something, but I see all hands up. If no one take the hands off, I wouldn't know you have a question. Anyone? Let me make sure my line is open. Yes. There's no one? Okay. No one has took the hand. But Brother Ricardo, we thank you very much for this message that you share with us tonight, knowing that that the pharmaceutical and the government, they all gathered together to get rid of so many people. At first, I was hearing they need to get rid of 1 million people, but you saying more. You see, they're increasing this thing. And brothers and sisters, we got to come to God and use these remedies to be able to get yourself to start. Hi, Sister Stephanie. Let me open Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, always on the prayer line. We got to begin to help God to help us to start being a preventive. Is that right, Sister Stephanie? A preventive measure. And God can help us the rest of the way. Sister Stephanie, you're on?
Amen, amen, amen.
So I was just, you heard me. So you can give a other. If you had a question, I just wanted to say something. By God's grace.
No, I don't have a question. I just want to thank Brother Ricardo for bringing this timely message and study for tonight for us.
Amen. Amen. Well, it was truly a blessing because, as I was saying, we have this on Thursday night. So thank you, Brother Ricardo, for bringing this message. And let me just open Sister Power because this is her baby. This is her baby here. So, Sister Power, you there? Sister Power?
Yes, my dear beloved.
This is your baby, the health message, telling people about that.
Okay.
Taking the help. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Yes, we just want to thank Brother Ricardo reminding us, you know, of what is going to happen. But we thank God for what God has said in his word. As we read Genesis 1:29-30, that God gave us the leaf of the tree for the healing of the nation. And he loves to hear, as he mentioned further in John 1:4, you know, that he wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health, and also he loved when we settle in the truth. So we want to thank God for Brother Ricardo tonight, reminding us, you know, what is taking place, and for us to be well-rooted and grounded, that the Lord will able to help us, that we can go out to present the truth to those who do not know. So thank you again, Sister Leola, and thank Brother Ricardo and Brother Ricardo.
All right, thank you. And brothers and sisters, I hope you understand what Brother Ricardo brought us. He may not can tell you straight out, but Sister Leola will tell you. He is pills, even a vitamin that they are making that in Walmart, that these things that they want to sell you, they got fillers. It's all kinds of things, Sister. It's set out to kill you. So we got to take the healthiest way. You know me. I grind up my herbs, my bay leaves, I got so many herbs. I grind that up and I take those herbs by God's grace. And I'm grateful. And that's what I use for diabetes. That's what I use for anything. So I manage that with that. So I just thank God for his blessing. Because the doctor, you got to take the COVID shot. I said, no, I don't. And anything, they come at me, wait a minute, stop. So I just praise God that I learn and I know what God says about his word. Because brothers and sisters, when we let those people do to this, God's going to charge us for destroying our body. So we thank you for listening tonight, and may God bless each and every one. And Brother Ricardo, Sister Brenda was on a bunch of pills, and she been reducing her pills. She done reduced her pills from 40 to 50. Now she's taking more vitamins than pills.
Amen.
By grace of God, I'm hoping that she can just get off all of them. But she know within her pain or whatever she going through, she's with the help of God, she's working it out. So thank you once again, and I hope that this message was blessed someone tonight as he prayed. So thank you once again, brothers and sisters. You all have a happy Sabbath for tomorrow. Have a good night rest. And you know that rest that what Sister Constantinelli said, sitting in Jesus, and there's no rest like Jesus. Sister Stephanie said it herself. She thought it was a whole nother day. So God bless and have good rest, and wake up tomorrow and let us give God the praise and glory. Thank you. You all have a good night. Bye-bye.
Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. that this world affords today than to be the King of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than any sin that this world affords today.